The number one complaint from patients nationally is that their doctors don't listen to them. Medical schools have come up with a few ways to help train new doctors to have a better, more empathetic bedside manner. The University of Pittsburgh School of Medicine uses what are called standardized patients. They're actors who mimic symptoms and recite medical history. For our Bridges to Health initiative, 90.5 WESA's Sarah Schneider brings us this story about a group of first-year medical students learning to listen to patients.
Aneta Kowalski knocks on the door of the classroom. She uses sanitizer to clean her hands and introduces herself to the patient. Kowalski is a first-year medical student, and she's now sitting in front of a panel of her peers and a teacher who are there to offer feedback. The patient is portrayed by Brandy Well. The woman she's playing is there to talk to the doctor about the hip pain she's had since she was in a car accident 4 years ago. But she's really there to talk about her dependency to painkillers.
I think I have a problem. I think I need some help.
She no longer has a prescription and has been dropped by several doctors.
Oxycontin and oxycodone.
Before the class started, the standardized patients practiced responses together. The facilitator told the actors they should portray skepticism because they've been burned by doctors in the past. Don't throw up hurdles, but be ambivalent. Back in the classroom, the patient tells the medical student that she needs a change. She's had to do some things to get painkillers that she doesn't want to specify. Here's Kowalski, the student.
I'm really sorry to hear that. Must be a really difficult experience. I really hope that we can find an alternative option and really try to help you.
Thank you.
How's it going?
That's instructor Jared Chicharo. He's paused the scenario to ask Kowalski how she's doing.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I'm saying things that are just making it worse for her instead of better, so.
Chicharo tells her she's skillfully using her words to tap into the patient's emotional concerns. He reinforces that often, that words are important. In a short amount of time, a doctor has to build trust and respect with a patient, which he says can be incredibly difficult.
Why do you think she's here? To see you?
Well, to get help, with her addiction.
Mm, yeah. This is probably what she wants to talk to you about.
Yeah. Right.
Otherwise, she probably wouldn't be talking about it.
Yeah.
He times back in, and Kowalski thanks the patient for coming in.
If it's okay with you, I would like to talk about maybe some solutions that could help you.
Okay, time out. How was that?
It's good.
So, what'd you notice?
Yeah, she kind of, like, her eyes opened up a little bit, brightened, yeah. And that's why she's here, so.
Because she doesn't want to keep hashing it out,
yeah.
Right? Just like you don't either, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay, yeah. So she was like, I saw, like, relief.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
And then what'd you say to get her there, to get that response?
Just thought it takes a lot of courage to come in and get help, and we're going to do what we can to help you find some solutions.
You had a very empathic statement. You showed her that you get it, mm-hmm. And then you showed her that, like, I'm here to help you find a solution.
A unique aspect of the class is the students are encouraged to talk to the patients, to figure out if what they're doing is working. Kowalski asks if it helped to move to solutions rather than dwell on medical history. Here's Well, the actor.
Earlier in our conversation, you showed me a lot of empathy and respect. Mm-hmm. And one of the questions you asked me, you said, they were just giving you medications of not really considering what it does to mm-hmm. you. For the first time in a long time, that really made me feel like I was being considered.
Mm-hmm.
And that someone was understanding me and really hearing me.
The first year of medical school is a lot of anatomy and memorization, but that's not why most people become doctors. They want to help other people. At the end of the class, Chicharo asked the students how many of them wrote in their medical school application that they wanted to be a doctor in order to gather and report medical facts. Of course, no one raises a hand.
Sitting down with somebody, taking a couple minutes, and just talking with them and connecting with them in a real genuine way is meaningful. And it's got its own healing power behind it.
He says oftentimes residents or attending physicians complain they aren't getting results because the patient is being difficult. That, he says, comes from the doctor feeling helpless.
But if we can show them that there are some skills they can learn, and if they do something differently, they'll get a different response, well, that takes away that helplessness and gives them some empowerment. And they'll undoubtedly have better experiences and connections with their patients and their patients' families.
The medical director of the program, Reed Van Dusen, compares teaching empathy to riding a bike.
Some people, when it comes to empathy, walk into medical school at the tricycle stage. Some people walk into medical school already on a road bike, and our goal is to get them better. So we give them numerous opportunities to actually practice fundamental skills, things like naming an emotion, saying something like that must be frustrating, or I can't imagine how you've been coping with that, or simple things like that, teaching them those fundamental skills. As they go through their medical school and as they use those skills more and more, they get to build off of those basic skills.
A meaningful connection can lead to a more accurate diagnosis. A positive outcome can lessen the chance a physician will burn out from the stress of the job. The National Board of Medicine recognizes this. During the fourth year of medical school, a student has to pass a national exam to move on to residency. That exam now includes interviewing a standardized patient. Van Dusen says that exam will put more emphasis on interpersonal communication skills during the next few years. I'm Sarah Schneider, 90.5 WESA News.